producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Today is a holiday for some folk. It turns out it is Martin Luther King Day, which I'm sure all of you are aware. His birthday is actually the 15th. So your question may be, well, why is it celebrated the 18th? I understand not celebrating it on the 16th and 17th, but why didn't we celebrate it on the 15th, which would have been, what, Friday, which was his actual birthday? I have no answer for that, except that apparently people like Monday holidays better than Friday holidays. I mean, do you have any sense about why it was celebrated? Because I understand not doing it on a weekend, but it seems to me Friday, which was his actual birthday, would have been smarter. But
I think they might have, and this is just my guess, is that they wanted to have it on a Monday every year to make sure that...
It's always a Monday holiday.
To make sure people can... Have it as a day off from work.
I guess, yeah. Apparently it's the third Monday of January mm-hmm. each year.
Yep.
But it just seemed a little silly to me personally, but nevertheless.
I've always viewed it as, acknowledging him on the 15th. I mean, yeah. For me, that's always been, his day for me because that's his birthday. So.
Yeah. Do you do anything personally on Martin Luther King Day?
Not really anything specific.
I just
acknowledge it and kind of give my own sort of personal thanks to him for everything. And as an African American myself, it obviously hits close to home, everything that he did. So
Well, and I Have a Dream, and what a great orator. He also, I think, is one of those walking examples of people who have great ideas who may not be ideal human beings, but my experience has been, having been in broadcasting for as long as I have, and having met and interviewed a number of people that I thought were remarkable in changing the face of our society, that people who do that are not necessarily warm and cuddly and people you want to take home to meet mom. I think it requires a certain focus and a certain, I would view myself as a relatively well-rounded person, which means I'm never going to change the world, right? You really need, I think, a particular focus and a willingness to not necessarily observe social niceties. And I've met Bill Baird, who got contraceptives in Boston, Madeline Murray O'Hare, who got prayer, whether you agree with her or not, taken out of public schools, saying we were separation of church and state. John Ehrlichman. I mean, a lot of people that really did change the fabric of our society. And they, without exception, I can't think of any of them that were warm and fuzzy, warm and cuddly. They were people who had a very clear vision, and they were going to do what it took to get it done. And, they're remarkable people. Just not warm and cuddly. It took, actually, Reagan actually passed the law in 1983, acknowledging Martin Luther King's birthday as Martin Luther King Day, after the assassination, obviously. It took 3 years before it was actually enacted, and it wasn't until 1993 that all 50 states, with some pressure from the government, made it a holiday. So it is Martin Luther King Day. Suzanne, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm so nervous. I hope I can articulate this so it makes sense.
Well, I have great faith in you. And I promise not to bite you more than, just a couple nips here and there. So no worries about that.
Yay. my question is, and I don't know how much background you need, is my nephew, 35-year-old nephew, has a diagnosis of bipolar 1. He lives in a group home. His presentation is kind of robotic, and I just found out he's on a cocktail of medicines.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if I give you those medicines and the dosage, if you might be able to tell me if that's typical for that diagnosis or.
All right, let me tell you the problem about that. It's not that it's not a reasonable question. And it sounds to me from, if I hear between the lines on your question, that your assumption may be that he's over-medicated. Yes?
Yes.
Hence the zombie-like situation.
Yeah.
All right, so let me just look at that because, first of all, I'm a psychologist and not a physician.
Okay.
Number one. But number two, dosage is going to vary a lot. And it's going to vary because of a number of factors. It's going to vary on weight. It's going to vary, believe it or not, on sex. It's going to vary on what other medications, as you say, what cocktails is using. And to a certain extent, what that you titrate, which is actually the right word, somebody's dosage by almost trial and error. I don't know if you've ever had, let's say, a pain situation, or thyroid, or I mean, we could probably come up with a bunch of different pathological states. And you go to the doctor, and the doctor will say, "Well, let's start in the lowest dose possible, which is what most reasonable doctors do, and we'll see what the lowest possible dose is that will give you relief from the symptoms." So, and not to mention, age will vary. As I said, weight, your activity level, if you put on a lot of weight, if you lose a lot of weight, if you're running a marathon. So there's so many factors that influence dosage that even if I were an up-to-date pharmacologist, which, of course, I'm not a pharmacologist, so I'm not going to be I'm more or less up-to-date on medicines, more or less. A dosage, and even if you talk with a psychopharmacologist, they may say, well, that's at the upper end of the dosage spectrum, or that's about the middle. But that's still not what you're looking for. What you're concerned about, and I would argue legitimately so, is somebody being overly medicated. And let me so let's look at that issue.
Okay.
Why would somebody purposefully over-medicate somebody? Well, the operant word here may be purposely. Is it done on purpose? And I would argue that in some cases it is, and you've mentioned one of the cases, which is in a group home situation. You got it. That if he is, for example, when he's in his manic phase, if he tends to be obstreperous or violent or restless, and he then becomes beyond whatever discomfort he's feeling, he becomes a threat to the security or the serenity of the group home. So the usual way of dealing with that is to medicate somebody.
Right.
So, and we see it with the elderly. We see it in nursing homes. We see it in hospitals. So I'll tell you what I would do if I were you. Have you seen him recently?
I have, and that's what raised my concern. And basically, I have felt always that he's over-medicated, and we do have an appointment, so he sees the doctor. The doctor comes to the group home, sees him for 5 minutes every 3 months, and it seems he adds a medicine depending on, and basically his complaint is he feels like his head is going to explode.
Yeah.
His head hurts.
Yeah.
And like I said, his presentation isn't normal.
Okay.
And so that would be another question. Can somebody with a bipolar 1 diagnosis be normal acting on medication, or is it just a disease that...
No, they can. And there are an awful lot of people who are wondering, but you're bringing up an important point. You're bringing up several important points.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, does medication cure? And I would argue no, but it can deal with the symptoms enough so that people can lead I'm not even sure I would use the word relatively, that they can function, and they can function in a normal, non-pathological environment. Now, are there some cases that are more resistant to medication than others? Sure. Is compliance an issue? Which means that the medication may be fine, the diagnosis may be fine, but somebody doesn't take it. And with bipolarity is notorious for noncompliance because when the person's feeling in the manic phase, they're having a great time. They're just driving everybody else nuts. So people are much more likely to seek help when they're in the depressive phase, but they're much less of a behavioral issue then. Hang on for a minute, and we'll walk through some of these other issues, okay? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hey guys. Guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay-Joy. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. Susanna's asked me a question, to be quite honest, for which I am somewhat ill-prepared, in that I'm a psychologist, not a pharmacologist, and she's asking about dosage on her nephew, who's 35 and been diagnosed as bipolar. And I'm saying, well, you know, in terms of dosage, even if I was a really hotshot psychopharmacologist, I probably wouldn't be able to do it. I need to know his metabolic rate. I need to know some other biostatistics. I need to know his weight, his activity level, yada, yada. However, right. What I can respond to is the fact that you have a feeling that he's over-medicated. And as I said,
of the five medications,
I think. Well, and one of the problems about, as I said, we've got several problems here. One is, as I've mentioned, bipolarity is very difficult to diagnose and very difficult to treat. Because, and then you've got the compliance issue, because the person who's experiencing the highs is having a great time. They're just going to make other people unhappy, which is maybe what's happening there. They're more likely to seek help when they're in the depressive phase. So one of the things it sounds like you're close enough to him. Other than so you've seen him recently. When was the time you saw him before that? Or you feel he's been over-medicated from the get-go?
Over-medicated from the get-go, and I was quite a bit more involved years ago until his dad kind of, it's a long story. I've just recently gotten more involved, but
okay.
I do see him often, but have always felt that he's been kind of robotic-like. He functions.
Yep.
He's smart. He likes to read, but it's just the if you were to meet him, you would immediately think there is something wrong here.
Okay.
And then,
is he mainstreamed at all? Does he work at all? Or?
He works in a sheltered situation. He does some janitorial work a couple hours each day.
And what's the highest level of education he's achieved?
Graduated.
From high school?
High school, I'm sorry, yeah.
Okay. And how long has he been, was he institutionalized at one point beyond where he is now?
He has had a couple of psychiatric stays. The first, and I, quite honestly, he was using drugs at that point. I have never felt that he has, he was bipolar, maybe depressed. He had reason to be. His mother was paranoid schizophrenic and hung herself, and he found her. That's my sister. And
how old was he when that happened?
He was 11 years old. Yeah. And
who gave him the diagnosis of bipolarity?
The a doctor who saw him inpatient, his friend called an ambulance because he was acting weird. Then they called me. I went to the hospital and I said, I immediately knew. I said, Tommy, are you on drugs? And he said, no. I said, I'm sure they took blood tests, and they're going to know anyway, let's be honest, because I don't think you're crazy. And he said, yes, he was doing, back then, something maybe like a, if it wasn't meth, it was something similar. But that was.
And this was how long ago?
This was, he must have been about 21, so it's been
15, 16 years ago. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Listen, I think what you need, he's now in a group home, yes?
Yes.
How long has he been there?
He's been there for about 10 years.
All right.
Sorry, 14 years, ever since his first hospitalization.
Okay. How many people are in the group home?
There are five other men. One woman, come to think of it.
All right, here's what I think, if I were in your shoes, what I would do. I think it's fine to talk with the physician who sees him once every 3 months, but that physician has a vested interest in backing himself up. All right? So there's no reason not to do that and to take your concerns very specifically, and I would write them down. I would write down the dosages and the symptoms and talk with the doctor about it. because there's no real downside to it. I'm not sure that there's much of an upside, to be quite honest, just because he's the presenting physician and he'd have to admit that he made a mistake. And he may be willing to say, well, let's experiment with this, or you're right, this is probably a little bit more, or no, I did this because he wasn't sleeping at night, or he's got an agitated depression going on, or whatever. So you may at least get, in theory, potential for more information and potential for a reevaluation. I wouldn't hold my breath hugely for it, but why not? Then I would get an independent evaluation.
I'm waiting for. I contacted my own physician and I'm waiting for recommendation from her as to who we might see. But I thought my starting point should be with this doctor.
I agree with you.
And figure out why the what's and the why of
exactly.
All the meds.
You could hopefully get some explanation, and I would make an office visit. Because when he comes to the structure, he may have only a certain amount of time allotted per patient. It sounds like
5 minutes.
So you might say, look, I'd like to make an appointment with you either on the phone or in person to talk about these medications. Do you have power of attorney? Because the physician can't give you information unless you've got a HIPAA form.
No, but Tommy has done a release of nephew has done a release.
Right. Okay. So that's where I agree with you. That's where I would start. I would take notes. I would have notes. And then I would go, and it may require him to be hospitalized because they may have to do some blood work on him. If he's being over-medicated, they're going to have to basically take him through some withdrawal, detox to figure out what's going on. And that may be what's happened, especially in an institutional setting, is they just keep adding on rather than we're doing an interview, not this week, but next week, about the pharmacology industry, Big Pharm, who does exactly that. We're going to give you this medication that makes you sleepy, so we're going to give you this medication that will help you stay awake during the day, but it's going to make you jittery at night, so we have to give you this. And, your sense that there's a zombie-like presence to him, and he doesn't really function very well, I think are certainly major warning signs that something, because there is appropriate and effective medication for bipolarity that allows people to be in the community. And it sounds like this isn't, and there may be other issues here. There may have been some brain damage about drug overdose. There may be his mom was schizophrenic. I mean, there may be, and we know that schizophrenia very likely has a familial tie to it. So, but at this moment, he started all this as an adolescent, essentially. He's no longer an adolescent. You don't give adults the same dose that you do adolescents. So I think you're on the right path, cute baby on the lap. And so I would talk with the doctor, take notes, talk about your specific concerns, make a specific appointment, and then go get an independent consult. Okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate your advice.
Good luck, Suzanne. Thanks for your call. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-613-4704. That's 1-800-613-4704. 1-800-613-4704. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, No longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, this is Martin Luther King Day. It's actually, it's sort of interesting. There are only two other figures in American history that have holidays named after them. One is George Washington. Well, I mean, Abraham Lincoln does too, but it's not a national holiday. It's morphed into President's Day. And Christopher Columbus. So Martin Luther King is only the third. And it was hugely controversial. Apparently the labor unions were what got involved with it. And it was first, Martin Luther King was assassinated on April 4th. I think, what is it, 1968. And so it took till 73 for the first time someone proposed, the labor unions proposed that celebrating a holiday or commemorating. And Reagan originally opposed it. He said it was going to be too expensive. So, but then, it seems to me that nonviolent change for 10% of the population, I mean, it seems to me to make a huge amount of sense, as it does to all 50 states now. But Martin Luther King was only 39. And I want to tell you, I was just saying to Manny that we were on Friday, we were going to do the It's Broken, Let's Fix It interview about the Barkley Marathon, which is nutsy, to be quite honest. But it was actually inspired by, talk about this for Twilight Zone kind of thing, Martin Luther King's assassin was James Earl Ray. Okay, James Earl Ray was incarcerated in a prison in Tennessee, from which he escaped twice, I believe. And the original idea of the Barkley Marathon was inspired by his prison escape. He was gone for like 6 weeks or something and ended up eight miles away. It's very unforgiving territory, hence the Barkley Marathon. So, which we were going to do last Friday, which seems terribly appropriate on Martin Luther King's actual birthday. But that will occur this Friday, on the week that we actually commemorate his birthday. So that's our universe rearranging us without our knowledge or consent. But, well, actually, I suppose our consent. But we unknowingly were manipulated by the universe. 855-993-7569. Helen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
I just wanted to add on about the HIPAA form. I used to be in a field where I used to have to get HIPAA forms signed.
Right.
And please let the lady know that she needs to get it re-signed every, I think it's 60 or 90 days or something like that. So okay. She might make sure she has a recent one.
It's a good idea. Yeah, I didn't realize that that it was quite so short-lived. But
trust me,
he's released the information, and you bring up a point which I kind of let slide, that her nephew has signed off on releasing the information, but it may need to be signed specifically to somebody as opposed to just released. So that's something that's a good point.
Yep.
You know, and I think it may vary a little bit from institution to institution, but the laws that are governing privacy about medical conditions really changed significantly after AIDS, and I guess the mid to late 80s. And appropriately so, I think it really does guard people's privacy. But if you're trying to get information, it can be a little bit of a roadblock. So just be aware of it. HIPAA is HIPAA.
Well, also, she can give whatever information she wants to give. It's
receiving
the information that she can't get without the HIPAA form.
Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
People can give the phone up and give information to doctors.
Yep. Yeah. It's that you can't really, the doctor, obviously the doctor can take information, but he can't give information. That's the whole point. Good point, Helen. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
855-993-7569. I didn't realize it must vary from state to state, because I don't remember it being quite so short-lived as that. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Alright, we've asked the question. You guys are so cute. We asked the question about day in history, about whether people liked it and wanted us to continue it or didn't like it and want us to discontinue. We've got a huge number of responses that are almost equally divided, so I don't know what we're going to do about that. But I would point out that hockey was invented on this day in England. Basically, the modern hockey association. This is X-ray generating machine. For me, this was a Marconi day as well. A transmitter in Wellfleet, Mass, sent the first transatlantic radio transmission to originate in the United States. And I actually knew that because I emceed the Marconi Awards one year. And so I knew about all this stuff. And that Marconi was obviously an Italian, and the whole idea of radio waves was for the Italian Navy. Did you know that? There we go. I mean, I told you. I mean, one of the reasons I like Day in History, I like it for a couple of reasons. First of all, because I'm a fan of trivia, as most of you know. But second of all, it really does make you believe in trends. If not the actual horoscope, that there are days that seem in history going back, you know, 1,000 years seem to be very violent days, or ones that seem to focus on communication. I was talking to somebody about this over the weekend, and he was saying that in China, there's something in addition to what we view as astrology. There is something that has to do with water and where you are in on with respect to water. So, alrighty. So 855-993-7569. Manny, I thought what we would do here, because we just we got a lot of responses, we haven't done it for a while, is the idea of words banned from common usage. Did you find all that in on the computer for yourself?
I can look that up right now.
Words okay, banned. Because the idea being that, I mean, there's some obvious words, and we're not necessarily going to say them on the air. We were talking about the seven words that George Carlin picked out that the FCC will not allow you to have. And I think the reason we did, I did this, because there's almost always a trigger. I mean, every once in a while, some idea will just float by my consciousness and I'll grab it out of the ozone. But more often, it's stimulated or triggered by something in the news. There's a catalyst somewhere. And this one, someone I think sent me an email? Maybe it was a phone call of saying that he'd gone to see a movie and he'd never heard so many F-bombs in his whole life. And so we talked about that phenomenon and that was still one of the seven banned words, at least on terrestrial radio, on satellite. Apparently you can say anything you want.
Right.
So we were talking about other words that are banned and having to do with scatological functions, sexual functions, or sometimes a racist. So we're talking about what words should be banned from common usage and why. And I think that's where that came from.
Mm-hmm.
So did you find it for me, Manny?
I've got it right here.
I knew you would. All right. So, I mean, it seems to me that they're obvious. I guess the other was that the reemergence of the N-word, and it's happened in various contexts. One is that one of my colleagues actually got fired, but I think her use of the word was, I don't know what her intent was at the time. Was she must have said it like, I think I remember reading like a couple dozen times, I guess, to make a point. But you have to be careful about offending people by making your point. And I think one she probably could have gotten away with. 25, 26 times, not so much. If you've been watching the award ceremonies, I watched ours last night, which is the Broadcast Film Critics Association, which they're now calling Critics' Choice because they've included movies, which I thought was a dreadful mistake. Not movies, television. I mean, first of all, because I don't watch television. Second of all, it made the show interminable. Third of all, I love BFCA. I've been a member for a long time. I'm supportive of them. And I was really nearly embarrassed with the show. I watched it with a bunch of friends, and it was sort of hard to do. I certainly agreed with a lot of the awards. And one of the things that my group does is that we are the most consistent with the Oscars, that our picks, which always happen about a month, three weeks to a month before the Oscars, are the most predictive, because we don't necessarily do all the silly categories. And I was really proud of, for example, Best Picture was The Big Short, which was my favorite movie of the year as well. But I thought the award show was too long. It was incredibly stupid. I don't know where they got the MC. And I'm sure they won't ask him again. But that if you watch that or the Golden Globes, there was a lot of bleeping going on. So I thought we would look and see. And I suppose part of it is context of when you use a word. I mean, I think most of us who are a little bit more potty mouth than our mothers would approve know when to do it and when not to do it.
So I think with the Golden Globes, you know, the consumption of adult beverages kind of contributes to that, too.
Yeah, no question. Well, and what they did at my group is that you could hashtag and they would send champagne to whomever you wanted. And they had Judd Apatow, who was actually funny, but was obscene. And they bleeped him once, but you could actually read his lips and you knew exactly what he was saying. And Amy Schumer sort of got a little bit carried away as well. She was a VIP. You can't give a lifetime achievement award to somebody as young as she is. But all right, so we'll come back about words that you cannot use and why not. 855-993-7569, unless you want to call up and... No, don't use them.
And twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house?
Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Friday. So it just seems to me on a day we're commemorating somebody who really felt the power of words, who was in favor of nonviolent change, that talking about words is an appropriate thing to do. So we're going to... Manny, are there any words that you would ban completely?
Not really. I think as long as... I've always felt that with words, as long as people, you know... I've always felt like there's a time and a place for every word to be used. You know what I mean? Like if there's certain words that
I could ask you which I could have a list of words and ask you when they thought it was appropriate, but I don't. Then I would lose my job. So
I would probably lose mine too.
Well, you'd have to be bleeping both of us, so that would be good.
Yeah.
Well, I think your point, though, is well taken, that there are words that are acceptable. For example, the N-word, I think every once in a while I do a joke program. I haven't done it for a long time because it's fraught with peril, as you can imagine. And the deal is if you're going to tell an ethnic joke, you have to tell it on yourself, your own ethnicity. And people, I think, feel, I've heard women refer to themselves as the B-word. I've heard men refer to themselves as SOBs. I've heard people of various ethnicities refer to themselves by pejorative terms. If you refer to yourself that way, I think that's one thing. If you refer to somebody else, it's not okay. So I think your point of context is a really important one. All right, let's see what people say.
We'll start with Nancy, and she says, I hate the F word with a passion.
Do you know, as I said, it was... I'm a child of the 70s, and by then it was just such an easy way to make guys blush. I don't think I've ever, I shouldn't say ever, because I'm sure by now I have, but certainly in my early days of the F-bomb, I probably knew more or less what it meant, but I used it mostly as kind of a way of just embarrassing people. So, I mean, yeah, I'm kind of one of those ornery people, but I hear. Okay, keep going.
Tracy says, basically, Dr. Joy, you use that word way too much.
Well, trying to ban it, good luck. I will try and keep it on. Look, you guys have to remember, there is no script here, right? So I have to hear what you're saying, think about what you're saying, and formulate a response with no lag time. So I'm sure that I have a couple of sloppy habits, and you can. I'm not doing it to irritate you. It's just that try it, baby cake. See what you think. But I will try and take basically out of my vocabulary temporarily.
Wendy says, absolutely, a four-syllable word that is way overused and is not an answer to a question. Major news media.
Well. Yeah, I agree. Look, words are like everything else. They go through trends. Remember when we did whatever for a while, or duh, or yada yada? Mm-hmm. So there are words, awesome, that go through, and they get overused. The good news about overusing a word is that it tends to fall out of favor at some point. Absolutely, I just think, is a form of strong agreement. I mean, it says more than yes. It says more than okay. Absolutely means I'm on your side. It's interesting what people are coming up with, isn't it? This is going to be much more fun than I thought it was going to be. And much less bleepable. Keep going.
Deborah says, really?
Yeah, I guess really is one of those questions, one of those words that I tend to agree with that. I'll tell you why. If you say A is A, and somebody says really, they're sort of questioning either your veracity or your perception, and there are probably ways of doing it that are less. I mean, bottom line is it's a really pretty neutral kind of response, unless you're feeling threatened by it, unless you're feeling that somebody is questioning. You know, and then it becomes a bit more troublesome. See, by the end of this list, none of us are going to be able to say anything. We'll just be mute. This will be the Marcel Marceau school of broadcasting. We'll play charades.
Julie says, like.
Well, is that used very much anymore? That was like,
oh,
dude.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, like, it's still
really. I haven't heard like in a while. It was certainly hugely overused. Like, dude was overused a lot as well.
Mm-hmm. Dude has been replaced by bro.
Yeah, exactly.
let's see. Tony says, two off the bat, outraged and offended.
Outrage. I think he's referring to popular usage she. Of people. Tony's oh, she. Sorry. Outrage and offended. Yeah, I hear. It's an interesting duo there.
Alan says, no worries, which is actually two.
Yeah, that one's come out. I found myself doing that a couple of times. And I suspect it will have a relatively short half-life just because it's so overused. What did we use before, no worries? I guess don't worry about it,
mm-hmm.
or it's no big deal. Or
no
chill.
Problem.
I mean, chill really, I thought was much more offensive because it seemed to be patronizing. No worry seems to me to be saying, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are coming up with an amazing list.
Barbara says, Barbara says, asked for ask.
Yeah, that's Ebonics. Yeah, Miss. And one of the things that if you ever take a course or teach a course in job applications, that's one of the words that comes up a lot.
Francis says the F word.
Way to go, Francis. I assume the F doesn't refer to Francis in this particular case.
I'm guessing.
But maybe. You don't know. You don't know. We're making assumptions.
Mark says the word stupid, as it is demeaning.
I hear. They're saying to somebody, that's really stupid, or you're stupid, or, you know.
We have one person that says, banning words or restricting speech is counterproductive based on my experience. Allow people to freely speak their mind as long as they are not advocating for violence.
Okay, well, I mean, of course. I mean, we're really not, I mean, I assume you know, we're really not trying for censorship. We're just saying, words that irritate more than anything else. So I'm not disagreeing with the concept, and I'm not sure exactly how you'd censor, although the FCC has, or at least on terrestrial radio, and Manny is not going to bleep me anytime I say basically. But. All right. If you have a call about something on your mind, and it's awesome, I'm trying to remember, and it's basically not the F word, and you really want to talk with me, and absolutely give me a call, 855-993-7569, and Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.